Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again. Welcome to another Spectrum show. Steve Warren here, as usual. And we have a repeat visitor with us as things start to blossom a little bit around the greater New York area in terms of activities and cultural things. So we'd like to welcome back Ying Yen from the New York Chinese Cultural Center. Ying, thanks for coming back with us to China America Radio. Nice to have you and see your face again.
Thanks for having me on again, Steve.
All right. So Chinese Cultural Center is back in business. I mean, you had a lot of interesting online events for the past year or so, which included dance classes and performances and such as that. But you're tiptoeing back into doing things live again. Tell us what your plans are.
We're thrilled to be able to first survive last year. It's been a tough year. We did do, as you said, a lot online to stay connected with and continue to serve the various communities that we serve. And the great thing now is that we're able to resume some in-person performances. One of our biggest performance was in June, late June. We performed as part of Brian Park's picnic series, performance series. So that was great. It's wonderful to see everybody in person again. And so throughout the summer, we actually did do a few public performances in parks. For instance, in Chinatown at Columbus Park, we did have a performance. We will be having a performance at Seward Park later this month. This is Seward Park in Chinatown, Manhattan Chinatown. And we will be resuming our in-person classes at the Museum of Chinese in America as part of our School of the Arts program. And also in Forest Hills, Queens, where we have a satellite, where we have satellite classes. So we are thrilled to be able to see everybody back in person.
Yeah, that sounds great. I know MoCA recently reopened. I was at their re-grand opening several weeks back. And of course, they're letting people come in and take a look at the museum free these days. And they do have a very nice space downstairs, which is a nice big room for events and for classes and room to move around and dance a little bit. You've got some classical dance. You've got the Deng Huang dance classes. Tell us a little bit about those and the registration.
Sure. So registration has opened. We will actually be having, since you mentioned free, we will have a free open house weekend next weekend, Saturday, September 11th and the 12th. The 12th will be at All Stars, the 11th All Star Studios in Forest Hills, Queens, and the 11th will be at Museum of Chinese in America. And we are inviting people to come to try our classes for free. You do need to register. So please go to our website to register for the open house. And then the following week, September 18th, is when we officially start our classes. So please do check us out on our website, nychineseculturalcenter.org. And so, yeah, we're thrilled to be able to offer classes and hope to see many of you at our open house.
I would think by now you probably have a pretty good Rolodex. That's an old fashioned word for address list of performers and people connected with the Chinese communities around the greater New York area that you probably could. I know you booked some of your own dance people and other performers to outsource them to events. If somebody wants something, you still do that sort of thing? I mean, if I needed a Chinese magician to play at a party, or if I needed, some lion dancers or drummers, could I contact your organization and can you put me in touch with people like that?
Yeah, so we do have bookings. If you know of anyone or have an event, please feel free to reach out to us. That is something we have a lot of experience doing. We have our own performers. We do have guest performers. We'd be happy to join any events or activities that you have. Again, on our website, you can book an engagement with us.
You had some performers at the truncated Hong Kong Dragon Boat Race event outdoors at Flushing Meadow several weeks ago.
Yeah, we're thrilled that we were able to perform last year at the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival. due to COVID, had to take a hiatus. And so I'm glad they were able to do a slimmed down version of it this year. And we were happy to be one of the performers to come back to the stage there. And it was wonderful, outdoor event. It was great to see the community and people in Queens and throughout the city come out and join in kind of the revitalization of New York. It's wonderful. So yes, thrilled to be part of it. And we hope to do more of that going forward.
I was wondering if there seems to be, in your experience, heightened curiosity about Chinese culture as we come out of all of this. Has that been evident yet, or are you finding perhaps sponsorships may be a little more receptive now to supporting Chinese cultural events?
I have a lot of thoughts on that. I don't think we have enough time to cover everything, but I will say we have seen some interest. We definitely want to support the Chinese American, Chinese immigrant community and the AAPI community at large. So we are doing whatever we can during COVID, during these uncertain times, during these financially uncertain times as well for us to stay connected, to be present, because it's so important that we're out there sharing the arts, sharing the beauty of the Chinese culture as a way to build cross-cultural understanding and to support the AAPI community, to uplift them. So with that said, we have been applying for grants and we have fortunately received some funding. And I will highlight one project in particular funded by the Howard Gilman Foundation. We have commissioned a few artists to create new pieces in response to what's going on with the heightened anti-Asian violence. But also, we named the project Home. So it's called the Home Dance Project. And we're doing it in collaboration with MoCA, Museum of Chinese in America, where our immigrant artists are redefining what home means in light of what's going on in this environment of COVID-19 and also heightened anti-Asian violence. So they are in the process of creating these works now, using the MoCA space as part of their inspiration. And so, you know, how do they define home in New York City now? And even maybe MoCA as an extension of what home is, that since the museum is focused on the Chinese American community and the history of it. So yes, we are seeing interest and we are doing our best to be present and support various communities.
Yeah, that's great to hear because I think it's very important. There's obviously safety in numbers and the more we can bond together the different elements of a culture in terms of the background, the arts, the history, and their place in our present society. I think that's all to the great benefit. So anyway, I was curious about one thing that you had the Danhuang dance, which is extremely ancient. Tell us how that came about.
We have a lot of experienced and talented artists who have been trained in China and are great with the Danhuang dance. So I think that that's been something we want to highlight this year. And every so often we will change up particular dances because we want to offer variety. So it really is leveraging the experience of our artists. And every year during the summertime, we ask our artists what they would like to showcase. And so this was one of the options that came up.
That sounds really great because obviously throughout the enormousness that is China, there are a variety of ethnic arts and cultural dance companies and dances and puppet theaters, and it's really endless. So it's nice that you're tapping into some great variety. If people want to take a look at your schedule of events, as well as register for any of the classes coming up. One more time, give us the web address.
It is nychineseculturalcenter.org. If you go to the homepage, there will be a register tab for events. Be sure to check it out for upcoming open house. And then also register for our classes and join us for our public events as well.
Thank you so much, Ying. I appreciate it. We'll keep in touch. And as you add more new classes and new events and get into things like the winter registration, please let us know and we'll make sure that people know about that. Thanks again.
Thank you, Steve. We look forward to seeing many of our friends and meet new friends in our programs as well as in our classes. You take care, Steve.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.